minutes after 1 a.m. here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. The final hour here of After Hours and the final hour of After Hours of the week. And it's been an extended After Hours. Extended. And I'm more than happy and thrilled and honored and just pleased to have done this. But I essentially did 7 shows this week, and that's awesome because the Knicks won a championship. So it's been an awesome week. I'm sad to see it go, to be honest with you. This is one of those situations where now that it's ending the week, I'm getting a little melancholy about it because, yeah, we'll still party over the weekend. Yeah, we'll still be talking Knicks next week, the week after, throughout the summer. But nothing will be like this week. Nothing. Because they won the championship Saturday, and then all the days after that to celebrate, and then the days leading up to the parade, and then today, and maybe it's because I'm on an hour of sleep as well, but to be at the parade today, then to hang out in the city all day on a beautiful day and just enjoy and the pageantry of the Knick parade and the aftermath or the after hours of the Knick parade was awesome. And that's why they call me Tommy Ticker Tape, because I gave you one ticker tape parade here, and now my mission is to give you more ticker tape parades. So it's a new nickname, and as you know, I'm many Tommies. You never quite know what Tommy you're going to get. Obviously, Positive Tommy being the bread and butter. But I think the new moniker for me, and the one you'll be hearing a lot of coming up, is Tommy Ticker Tape. Because I want to see more ticker tape parades for New York and for my fellow New Yorkers. Because today was awesome. But yeah, this is the final hour for me for this week. And it's definitely the best week of my career as a professional. Although some don't think I am, but I'd like to consider myself one. For me personally, as a sports talk host and also as a Knick fan, this is by far my favorite and most rewarding week. And a lot of you have reached out and said nice things about the way I've performed on the air, or that's the wrong word, but the way I've handled it and the way I've done these shows. So I really appreciate that. And I hope I did everybody justice out there and I was able to explain and let everybody know exactly how I was feeling and what this means to me and speaking for all of you with my platform, with my voice. So I thank all the calls and I thank everybody that sent me some kind words because, like I said, this is really like I did 7 shows since Saturday at a parade, the night they won the championship, tonight after the parade. It's truly been the best week of my career. And as a Knick fan, it's been the best week of my life as a Knick fan. So both of those things being intertwined is awesome. And this team is to thank. This perfect parade, this incredible parade, was the perfect ending to a perfect season. We as New Yorkers, as millions of Knick fans, got to honor and celebrate this team, this great Knick team, this beloved Knick team, this Knick team that embodies New York City, embodies all of us as New Yorkers. We got to celebrate them in the greatest city of the world. This run that the Knicks had, at times dominant, at times historic, all the great comebacks. They lost 3 games in the playoffs. They treated all of us to a wonderful run and a wonderful championship, which was 53 years in the making for some and a lifetime for others. And today was our day to thank them. This was our day as New Yorkers, as Knick fans, to show our appreciation to these great players, this great coaching staff, great upper management, ownership, the whole nine. We can never repay them for what they've given us, and I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I do believe this team is going to win another championship. I've been very adamant about that, but this incredible New York City event, this perfect New York City event, was, in fact, the perfect ending. The, not even Hollywood, because it is here in New York, the perfect Broadway ending to this wonderful run, this wonderful season, and a group that we will never forget, that is a beloved group here, and they go down in the history now as one of the most appreciated teams in the history of New York. So I couldn't think of a better way and a more perfect way to end this amazing season than millions of Knicks fans celebrating basketball, a championship, our great city, and the Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the number to join the conversation. Let's go to Tom on Long Island. What's up, Tom?
How you doing, Tommy?
Great. What's going on?
Great. I want to, the Knicks, they surprised me, you know, but I'd have to say the level of competition wasn't that great to get to the final.
They would have beaten the Celtics and the Pistons, and I think they would have beaten them easily.
Okay. And let me put a little something on that coach of San Antonio.
He was not good, Mitch Johnson. He showed his inexperience. He did not have a good series. That is a fair criticism.
Yeah, really. And a big shout-out to the gentleman who coached Brunson, Hart, and Bridges.
Jay Wright.
Great. Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, obviously Jay Wright, a local legend, obviously for what he did at Hofstra, and then going on to Villanova and building a great culture, championship culture. And he did a great, amazing job of molding these young men into the winners and leaders that they are now. This never say die attitude, I think, was rooted in a lot of ways. I mean, Jalen obviously with his dad for sure, because of Rick Brunson and how closely they are as father and son. And as far as former player and Jalen trying to be following his father's footsteps, actually even be better, which he is. But yeah, Jay Wright did a tremendous job with these guys, no doubt about it. He certainly deserves a lot of credit for the men and for the players that they are now at the highest of levels.
Yeah, much agreed. And, you know, this team is really good. You know, you call them the greatest Knick team. You know, I go back to the Walt Frazier Knicks, and that was a really great team.
It was, but they didn't do what they didn't do what this team did, though. They were not as dominant. They were not as historic. They were not these comebacks that they had. That as great as those teams were, they didn't do anything like what we saw here.
Really?
Yeah.
Beating, you know, beating better quality teams, though.
Were they like down? Were they down 29 points in a game, and then came storming back, the largest deficit ever in the history of the finals?
I would put that on the coach of the Spurs. I don't know what he was doing. Was he scrolling on his phone on the bench?
You know what, Tom, I can't stand. You know what? If you want to just live in your history with the teams that you rooted for and you want to hold those near and dear to your heart and you don't want to see new fans have a championship, I really don't even know how to describe it. I honestly, I hope when I get older, I'm not sitting here going, well, the 2026 Knicks, stop it. Stop it. Stop discrediting what this team did because you want to hold on to the past and clutch your pearls. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ryan is in Kent, Connecticut. What's up, Ryan?
Yo, Tommy, what's up, man?
Hey.
I couldn't be happier, man. I've been talking to you throughout the whole season.
Yes, you have.
And this is the parade, man. That was great. You know what? I feel like I've seen in my subconscious for the past couple of years, just how he was living it. Man, if I was going to be anyone at the parade, I'd be like Pounds. I'd have the jacket, I'd have the cigar, I'd have the trophy.
Oh, Cat was living his best life. He was up there lip syncing. His jacket, by the way, is fire. I was like, where can I get that? I assume he just made that, got him custom made. That jacket was incredible. I love the shades as well. You know I'm a fan of the backwards hat. So yeah, Cat was styling and profiling, as Ric Flair would say. He was looking amazing up there. He looked so happy. And Carl Anthony Towns, another guy, just like Jalen Brunson. He certainly has his detractors. He certainly has his doubters. And I'm sure this championship meant a lot to him, especially to do it with a team, you know, hometown guy, of Jersey guy with the Knicks. And he was showing it there. He was very emotional and really kind of wearing it on his sleeves throughout the parade.
Yeah, it was great. You definitely saw the charisma going on there. And remember, this was just the beginning. This is only the second year here. And that's the best part, Tommy. And, besides seeing Pat at the parade, it was so great seeing you at the parade, man. Let's go, Tommy. I love you. You're one of the best Knicks fans here. It was great seeing you in front of just everyone, man. And, you know, and the way you handled Evan, and let's just keep moving forward, take it a game at a time, my man. And, I mean, and it was just, it was a great thing for the Knicks, but, if I could have a second besides the Knicks, can I talk about the Mets?
Of course. No. Yeah, absolutely. What do you got on the Mets?
Yeah, so I got four things about the Mets.
Okay.
March, they were 3-2. Mm-hmm. That's 600%.
Yeah.
April was tough. They were 7-19.
Yep.
Under 500, it is what it is. In May, they were 16-12. That's over 500%. And right now, in June, they're 8-8.
Yep, they're 500.
They win tonight. You see Weaver and Williams.
Weaver has been unbelievable. And you know what? The one guy that's probably angry at the Knicks is Luke Weaver, because during this entire playoff run, he basically hasn't given up a run. he's been unbelievable. And David Stearns was criticized for this bullpen. This is his bullpen, and it's pitched his ass off. I mean, so he's done a great job, Stearns, with this pen this year.
Yeah, that was my favorite part, was watching Weaver and Williams kind of like overcome the sorrows, like how the Knicks have. And then on the other end, on the other TV, watching the Yankees blow it after taking Cruz out with Tim Hill and Duvall.
Duvall.
You know,
Duvall's
love the
a
New
nightmare.
York teams, but I am a Mets fan. You got to pick a side. I ain't Carmelo Anthony, like you were saying today.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Come on, I'm with you. We got the same fandom, bro.
Yep, I don't care if you root for the Mets or the Yankees, but pick one. That's all I care about. Don't wear a hat with both their logos on them. I mean, that's just not something that I'll tolerate. We have two teams. You pick one. That's all. Or you just say you're not a baseball fan. That's fine. You don't have to be a baseball fan. But one thing you can't be is a fan of both. I will not allow that. That's just something that I just, not on my watch. So I don't want you walking around with a hat like that, because it's really insulting, quite frankly. Pick a team and root for them. That's all. Whether it's the Yankees or whether it's the Mets. But yeah. Weaver has been so dominant, hasn't given up a run in forever. Big win for the Mets tonight. That's two in a row. Monster night for Soto as his just insane season continues and rolls on. And I'm glad that you know what? You almost sounded like positive Tommy there, Ryan, because you laid it out where the Mets have had one bad month. Now, it was a bad month, and they certainly dug themselves a hole there, including that long losing streak. But they've only had one losing month so far. Keep that in mind. For everybody that wants to leave this team dead and buried, they've had one bad month. Chip away, chip away, chip away. And honestly, if they go 500 in June, that's a good month. Now, you say, well, how could that be good? They're 500. They lost all these games in April. They gotta get back to this number. But the schedule is very difficult in June. Going 500 over that span would be, I'm not saying it's a great month, but that would be a good month. To get through a very tough schedule and come out of it 500 is good. I would certainly want better, but I think a lot of people are looking at, oh, 500 this month. And they're playing tough teams, and they're playing well. They're holding their own. And I think I said this to somebody at the parade today. I was like, don't give up on this baseball team. Just do me the favor. Do me the favor. Because he was talking about, oh, parade this and parade that. And Evan basically has him out. And I'm like, just do me the favor and don't give up on them. If and when it's over, we'll certainly have a requiem for the 2026 Mets. But I'm not willing to do it in April. I wasn't going to do it then. I wasn't going to do it in May. And I'm not doing it now. So that's not happening. You can do it on another show. I'm not doing it here. And everything I've kind of said since April has come to fruition. I said, have a good May. They did. I said, have a good June. And I think a 500 June is good, considering the competition that they have this month. So far, they're right on schedule. Big win against the Phillies. Let's keep it going. Because now that the Knicks are not the lead story anymore, we're going to get into baseball more and more. So the Mets are going to be back to being a big topic. The Yankees are back to being a big topic. Certainly a week or so from now. So now's the time for the Mets to get it going. And like I said, 500 for this month would be good considering their competition. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Reggie is in White Plains here on After Hours.
My guy.
Yeah, I forgot. And also, you know, and I had this, and I had this in the back of my brain. I just forgot to say it. Lindor's coming back, which is a huge, huge lift for this team. So everything is starting to kind of bounce in the Mets' favor. I'm sorry, Reggie. Go ahead. What's up?
Well, that'll be big for them. Listen, I just call you Positani, man. That's the nickname for me. The job you did this during this run was float-worthy, bro. Congratulations, seriously.
Thank you.
You know, I called you after Game 3 versus Atlanta. You kept me from jumping ship. I allowed myself to believe because of you, you know. The Knicks winning, this is the one that I could not comprehend happening, and I still can't believe it. But, you know, I wanted to bring my kid down today, but it was field day at school. Remember field day?
Yeah, actually, you know what? And I do remember field day. And I also remember, wasn't there a lot of, we're also talking about attendance here.
I think, right?
So I don't think a lot of kids can go. So that's why that 2 million, it should have been a lot higher than that. It should have been over 3 million easy. But with the kids with the Regences, like you said, field day, I think a lot of people were turned away or were worried about the crowd. So the number should have been more in my projection, 3 to 5 million. But because of that stuff, I think that's why we got the estimated 2 million. But yeah, it stinks. But I do remember field day. It stinks you guys couldn't make it out, though.
You know, any other day I would have pulled her. But, you know, we watched together after school and danced to Alicia. Listen, the crowd, I know a lot of people were turned away. I actually think it was smart. You know, I was at the 09 parade. That was so packed out. There were people that were so deep off of Maiden Lane where I was. They were stuck, had medical issues. It was basically a bathroom out there. It stunk, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. You learn from it. As much as you want to, you know, and I appreciate the call, Reg, and I don't mean to rush you, but we got a lot of people that want to get on here, and I only got another 40 minutes. Because I saw this a lot on the internet. Well, the Cubs had 5 million, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay. But I think the city also wanted to limit how many people, because to your point, yeah, it would be a big, like, we all showed up, 5 million, Knick fans, oh, it was the... But there obviously can be some concerns when you have that amount of people in a condensed part of the city. So I understand that. And yeah, the fact that Regences were today, Regencies, whatever the hell it's called, the idea of not a lot of kids being there, I think, were a factor as well. So a bunch of things that I think made the number be around 2 million, but it easily should have eclipsed 3 million. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It's Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Phil in Sheepshead Bay. What's up?
Hi, Tommy. I'm overwhelmed. I can't, there's no words to describe this. It's like a dream where everything blends together.
Yep.
The mayor was unbelievable.
Yes, he was.
I don't personally care for him, but whoever wrote that speech for him is a genius.
Well, it's not only just the words, because I could write a great speech, but if I give it to somebody that can't deliver it, then it's just words on a piece of paper. So his delivery was incredible. He's a good speech maker. I agree.
He's a good speech maker.
Phenomenal.
So I had one little problem. I brought water. I went out of it. A perfect stranger came over and said, look, here's an extra bottle of water. I said, you don't owe me anything, brother. He says, let's celebrate together. And give me a high five.
That's awesome, Phil. I'm really glad that, because I was thinking about you. I'm glad you made it out to the parade. How was your experience overall just taking in this parade?
I can't describe it. It's like I was in a dream.
Yeah.
I couldn't wake up from it, you know?
Yeah.
And where everything blended together, the players and Cat looked so happy with that big cigar and everything.
Yep.
He really took it to heart. Look, he's a Jersey guy, and to me, the local area is New York, Connecticut, Jersey. So he had a right to carry on like he did.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with it. And overall, New York is New York, and there's no other place like that where people come together. And let's go, Nick. I'm hoping for the same thing next year. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Have a good evening.
You too, Phil. Phil, a great Knick fan, calls me throughout the season. And that's what I love about it. You know, and listen, some people, they can't call every single night, but Phil is on the line nightly wanting to talk about the Knicks. So he's a great fan. He's a loyal caller. I'm glad because, you know, he told me he was going to go to the parade, but you never know. You know, things can pop up and you don't make it there. But Phil made it there. That scene that he had, or the nice gesture by the fellow that gave him the water bottle, that's what this is all about. The kindness that people are showing during this run is awesome. Be nice if people could just carry that over to, you know, not based on sports and just in general, but it's nice to see it nonetheless. In any capacity, we can get it. So that was awesome. And yeah, Phil, I think he brought his 6 grandchildren out there. And yeah, it's like a dream watching this. I sat there just kind of mystified when I was at City Hall going, I'm seeing all these banners, Knicks championship. You know, the Knicks are the 2026 champions. And I'm like, it started to really, like, sink in for me when I started to see that. And then the players come up there with the Larry O'Brien trophy and all that stuff. You know, it really, 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 really just hit me that they're champs. And I agree with you, Phil. Let's defend that crown next year. And the local flair, Alvarado, local guy, Cata, local guy. So there's a lot of local flair on this team. And that makes it even better because you feel more of a connection. For sure. You could tell Alvarado's just got a connection with the city. I mean, he's from here. He's one of us. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here on the late night. Let's go to Aiden in Bergen County. What's up, Aiden?
Hey, Loogie. How's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it. What's happening?
I just want to ask, if Brunson wins a second, where do you put him in all-time New York athletes? I mean, you got Jeter with five, you got Eli with two. If Brunson gets his second, I think he's above Eli, but do you put him above Jeter? Because, you know, those Yankee teams, they were really loaded. I don't know. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, you got it, Aiden. A little teaser. He's far, in a way, better than Jeter. But we'll do it more in long form next week because it's about the celebrating right now, not the comparing. It's funny. They brought this up on Evan and Tiki today. Both things. And the Jeter stuff I wasn't able to sneak in as far as a take, which is fine. I'm not going to jam my way in when those guys are talking. It's their show. But the Eli stuff was brought up. And any time the Giants stuff is brought up in front of Tiki, he gives me a look like a father would give their son. Like, don't say anything bad. I'm like, you're pressuring me. But because I was asked what was more special as a Giant Knicks fan. Because I think it's me and McMonagle, that's it, that are Giant and Knicks fans at this radio station. So there's not a lot of us. It's me and Chris. That championship where they knocked off the undefeated Patriots, that was my first ever championship. The Tyree play, obviously, is an iconic play, although I think, in my humble opinion, the throw in the second Super Bowl, Manning to Manningham, was actually the better throw. That was an incredible throw by Eli. And Mario Manningham, of all people who could never get his feet in bounds, got his feet in bounds. That to me was, that was the better play. But obviously the Tyree one was more iconic because the nature of Eli escaping kind of just chucks it up there, which is, that's probably not the best way, but he did. He sort of just kind of chucked it up there. And Tyree, you know, off the helmet, sticks to the helmet, I should say. Undefeated Patriots season goes down the dump. So it's an iconic Super Bowl play. That Manningham pass is forgotten about. It's, I think, a better play. A better throw, a better catch, getting the feet in bounds. Where the Eli and Tyree one was a little bit more serendipity, so to speak. Where the Eli Manningham one was just flat out skill. I mean, that's Eli Manning's best throw of his career. This one in the second Super Bowl, the Manningham. The best throw of his career. Not the Tyree one. The Tyree one was more of just a, let's heave it down there, see what we can do. The Manningham one was precision. It was the best throw of his career, in my estimation. But yeah, that first Super Bowl, very special to me. Knocking off the undefeated Patriots. This one's very special to me. It's tough. It's like choosing between your children, which I don't love to do. I get it. I have to give an opinion on things. It's tough because then the Giants won a second one. So it's like, with the ability to know that, I'm obviously going to go Knicks because I got another one with the Giants. And I don't know if I'm going to get another one with the Knicks. I'm highly confident I am with this group. Very confident. To me, this wasn't a one-year thing. And my confidence and arrogance for this group. Now, health will play a big factor like it always does. Obviously, if they have injuries, there we don't have the, you know, there'll be issues. But I certainly think if they are fully healthy, they will make another deep run and have a great opportunity to defend their crown and be back-to-back champions. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Gary in Atlantic Highland here on The Fan. What's up, Gary?
How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you, Gary.
Hey, I like the speech. I like that whole parade that they had for the Knicks, and I like the speech that Brunson made and the mayor of New York and everything.
Yeah, I'm both. Yeah, the mayor was. Listen, it was a phenomenal speech. There's no, however you feel about him, that was a phenomenal speech. Brunson addressing some of his haters. I thought he came off like a guy that is just very much determined to win another championship. So I thought he came off great, as he always does. And I agree with your sentiments on both.
Yep, and it was a great parade.
Yes, it was. It was great to just have one, too. You know what I mean? It was just a great celebration. It's just one of those things where it really, really was a special event, for sure.
And I like the whole parade.
Yeah. It's nice to see one again, too, Gary. And that's really the talking point here. It's been a minute. And that's why I'm going to be... I've changed it. I'm going to go ticker tape Tommy, which is a little bit tougher to roll off the tongue. I have to slow down my cadence. Ticker tape Tommy. Because I want to bring another ticker tape parade to this great city. Ideally a team I root for, though. But, yeah, I want to get a parade here for a team I root for. But, yeah, we want to celebrate. We want to have a moment here. But for only teams I root for, though. I don't, other teams, eh. But, for the teams I root for, certainly. Absolutely. And, look, the Giants, I think, have a great shot. Someone asked me this the other day. And I'm happy to be wrong. They could play this on Evan and Tiki. I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl this year, the Giants. I would be to the moon if they do. They better be in the playoffs. Better be. I have giant expectations for them. I don't want to hear any nonsense if they don't make the playoffs. I will cut right through that. You won't get positive Tommy there. I'm going to be upset if they don't. Barring, major injuries. I mean, I'm always going to say, all right, if Jackson Dart gets hurt, as much as I think Winston can sling it. But if Dart plays a full season and this team doesn't make the playoffs, I'm going to be annoyed. I'm going to be annoyed because I don't look at it as a rebuilding year. I look at it as, look what the Patriots did last year. New coach, young quarterback, they made the Super Bowl. And that roster for New England stunk. And they got to the Super Bowl. Jaguars, new coach, young quarterback, made the playoffs. Bears, new coach, young quarterback, won a playoff game. Giants, new coach. And oh, by the way, I mean, Vrabel, obviously a successful coach. Harbaugh, more successful than all of them. He won a Super Bowl. He has an over 600 winning percentage. So in theory, he's the best coach of the bunch. New coach, a damn good one, young quarterback. The Giants, to me, better follow the same path as those three teams. Otherwise, I'm going to be annoyed. And I really don't have time for the apologists if that's the case. I don't, because I've seen enough now with the... Like, it's time now to win. We brought this coach in here to win. And I'm confident they will. I'm not sitting here, I'm not like threatening, oh, that they don't win. I think they will. I do. I see this as a playoff team. Like I said, I have giant expectations, but I see them as a playoff team. And that's with the unknown of Malik Nabers when he's going to play. But I also think the identity of the Giants is going to be smash mouth, run the football, and we're going to talk a lot of Giants this summer. They're going to be a major story. We're talking about them right now, as we should, because they are, I think, ready for prime time again. And we're in the mode of ticker tape Tommy, bringing parades here. And I think the Giants are as up there with anybody as far as being the next champion. But if they fall short this year and they don't make the playoffs and they win like 6 or 7 games and everybody's healthy, I will have a lot of questions about why that went down. And I'll have a lot of finger pointing there. Because to me, there's no reason why, if everybody's healthy with this coach, that they don't win a lot of games next year and make the playoffs. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If you are on hold right now, we will get to you. I have another half hour to go, so plenty of time. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. We'll get to you. If you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the late night after hours here on The Fan. 1:37 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to your calls in just 1 second. I got you for another quick math here. 20 minutes or so? Sounds about right. 20 minutes, I think. I think it's about right. And then Gordon Damon comes your way at that time. It's been an unbelievable week here. This is essentially my 7th show since Saturday. It's been an honor. It's been a privilege. It's been so much fun, so exciting, so rewarding. The best week of my career here, in my estimation, to be one of the big voices on the station, especially being the first voice for a lot of these games, a lot of these great Knick victories in the finals, including Game 4 and Game 5. So it's been very personally and professionally rewarding for me as a Knick fan and as a radio host on this great station. And I can't say enough about the callers, so thank you to everybody that has chimed in as well. It's been unbelievable. You guys have been awesome. The passion, the energy, the emotion. It's been just a great soundtrack for this amazing and incredible championship. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Speaking of championships, after hearing Jalen Brunson's speech at the parade, I am now 100% convinced that the Knicks are winning another championship. Jalen Brunson, and he rarely does this, he addressed his critics. On a day about celebration, a day about the first championship in 53 years, Jalen Brunson wasn't all smiles up there. He wasn't dancing around. And that's not a knock on anybody that was acting like that. 99% of the players were. Jalen Brunson wasn't. He got into it a little bit with Alicia Keys, dancing a little bit, but otherwise, it was very stoic Jalen Brunson. And when he hit the podium, and when he hit the mic, thanking all the fans, he ended it going after his critics in a wrestling promo style, you know, got the microphone close, and for the haters out there. And when I heard that, I had the biggest smile on my face because it's everything that I've been saying about this guy. He is not done. He is not content with one championship. He still uses the haters as bulletin board material, as fuel to his fire. And he's the hardest working guy in the NBA. I think he's the best player in the NBA. He's the most competitive player in the league. And to me, on a day of celebration, when Jalen Brunson hit that podium, got in front of a microphone, he looked like a guy to me that was ready to go back to back. He looked like a guy to me that was ready to defend his crown as king of New York and as an NBA champion. And that's what you want to hear from your captain. That's what you want to hear from your best player. And when I did hear it, I said, Knicks are going back to back. They're winning another championship because Jalen Brunson is not going to allow anything less. It's just the way he operates. That's the way he carries himself. And hearing that speech, him addressing his doubters, haters, critics, tells me that that fire in his belly burns brighter than ever before, even after winning a championship. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. Let's go to Matt in Florida. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Tommy, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Tommy, I called your boy Hoffman this time last year after game one against the Pacers.
Mm.
And I was livid.
The infamous no biggie game. Yes, the Halliburton shot. Yep, all of that. Mm-hmm.
I told them that Thibodeau needed to be fired if they lose the series, which they did.
You were right.
Well, if you knelt the ball out, up 14 with 2:39 left to go, if you just run the shot clock and don't shoot, I think you win the game. But you were talking history before, Tom. I will say this. I'm 43. I think we're the same age, right? You're 40 or something?
40 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. The 96 Yankees, I know you're not a Yankee fan, but just, you know, being an adult, mm-hmm. and just being honest with my body, that win was bigger in terms of, like, you know, my emotions with this win. This one was fantastic. I loved it. It was great. I'm in Florida, but it's still fantastic. But that 96 win, I don't know. There was something about getting beat by Griffey with the slide. I was so pissed. That series, I was 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that pissed me off. But let me compare the Knicks with the 04 Pistons for a second. Tom,
okay.
Play with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not Googling nothing. Would you say Brunson would be Billups?
He would be better, but if that's the comp you want to go with.
He's better.
Yeah. But yeah, as far as a comp between the two teams, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I got Bridges with Rip Hamilton.
Rip Hamilton,
which I think is a
UConn great.
Now, do you go Josh Hart or do you go OG with Tayshaun Prince? I haven't decided that.
Mm.
I guess you got to go OG. I mean,
yeah,
I guess, right?
Yeah, and who's Ben Wallace? Josh Hart?
No, Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson,
and again,
they didn't have a call.
Rasheed Wallace would be
I
Towns,
guess it would be Sheed,
right?
Yeah.
So who would be Hart? I'm not sure who came off the bench that 0-14. Now, with that being said, Tommy, I heard what you just said. And I'm not being a hater, bro. Please don't hang up on me and say I'm being a hater. But I do think this is a one, I don't want to say one-hit wonder, okay? But things fell into line. Love Brunson. He's my favorite New York athlete of all time. He takes over Bernie Williams from me.
Mm.
But I do think it's a one-hit wonder just because it's going to be really hard to sustain this perfect success, almost similar to the Pistons, without another star. Now, if they can get a Giannis, even though I don't want him, but Brunson, he is fantastic. But I'm telling you, man, I don't think physically he can take the pounding. It's not feasible.
Well, that remains
you know
to be seen.
That
remains to be seen. I think Anunoby certainly fits that bill. I think Anunoby is now a top 25 player in the league, and Cat was already a top 20
player in the league.
OG Anunoby, yes, I do. I think he should have been first team All NBA. I mean, offensively, he puts
up big
numbers.
I don't think he's the scoring guy that Brunson needs.
No, I actually disagree with you on that, and I think you're being a little bit of a discrediting Carl Anthony Towns. I mean, he was the MVP of the series in the first two games.
He scored 2 points. Didn't
he had the best. He had the best plus minus ratio ever in
the playoffs. The finals, bro.
No, not the first two games. No, the last two games he did. Not in the first two though.
Tommy, I love you. I love the Knicks. Carl Anthony Towns, he's not a two guy.
The first two games,
he's a three guy.
He had the best plus minus in the NBA playoff history throughout this.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
They went on that
in game three, four, and five.
Okay.
He scored 2 points in game five.
Got it. So they're not in the finals if they don't run the basketball through him and they start running their offense through him. The whole thing flipped when
He was good. He was good. He was great against Cleveland.
Plus minus is when you're on the floor, your team plays well because you're facilitating and you're doing a lot of things to help your team win. That's what a plus minus is. So and he was
he
like
scored
that
2 points in game five.
I know he was in foul trouble in game four and five because
I mean game over. That's over, Tommy. He
what's
scored
game?
2 points in game five.
Got it. You don't like the guy. I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to curse on the air and get fired. They won a championship on Saturday, Matt. Enjoy the weather in Florida and go Cole Hoffman from now on. That's what I would tell you. Really, honestly, go enjoy bocce ball. They won it again. I want to curse so badly here. I'll take the fine. I'll take the fine. I don't care. I'll pay for it. Seriously? Jeez! Honestly, I'm not even going to justify it anymore because I've said all I needed to say over the last couple weeks about Carl Anthony Towns. And it's a team game, by the way. Cat was the MVP through the first two games, not only offensively, but also defensively on Wemby. The entire playoff run flipped as soon as they started running their offense through Carl Anthony Towns. He had the best plus minus in the history of the NBA playoffs. I don't care if you don't know what that means. He still has the best. OG, I thought, emerged as the MVP after game four, and then Brunson took it in game five. They have the best starting five in the league. If Jalen Brunson was the only player on this team that was any good, they wouldn't have won a freaking championship. Liam is in Sullivan County, which I'm not really sure where that is, Liam. Where is Sullivan County?
It's the next county after Orange County.
Gotcha.
So,
okay. Yeah, for some reason, I've never heard of it. And the reason I say that is because I've taken so many calls through the years. I've screened them. So basically every town in the tri-state area, I feel like I've heard of. But the Sullivan County one, I got to be honest with you, Liam, this is the first time I've heard that one here.
So I wanted to get into talking about James Dolan. But first, real quick, I want to recognize Mitchell Robinson for playing through this series, not just with a broken hand, but with a broken heart. I mean, I think, with his mental health issues, which was documented towards the end of the the Eastern Conference Finals. And for him to just, you know, to be such a force and be such a contributor after going through that.
Yep. The huge rebound in game five. Absolutely. He like a lot of guys, contributed, even if he wasn't a star for the team, whether it's Alvarado, Clarkson, Mitchell Robinson, Shamet, everybody played a hand. Even Deuce had his moments against Philly. Everybody played a hand in this championship run, and everybody contributed.
Now on to our owner, James Dolan. My point is this. We suffered a lot as Knicks fans. I'm happy we got this win. But he absolutely killed our franchise. Our success in the 90s was with the old owner. He came in. I mean, remember the fire Leighton chance. Remember the fire Isaiah chance.
Oh, yeah.
And remember even with the Rangers, fire Sather
chance. Yeah, Glenn Sather. Yep. Uh-huh.
And then he would just bring in players like Stephon Marbury, who would just, you know, would be a star. But
yeah, me guys and just names for name's sake and nothing with real substance and not trying to build a team, but just trying to bring in name brands because it's Madison Square Garden. And if we get this guy who has a name attached to him, he'll draw some people in the building and we'll win a championship because we have guys that have household, you know, brands attached to them, which obviously did not work.
So we all remember that and we suffered.
Yeah.
And he goes on and he says, like, good thing about winning is that you don't need to apologize. I'm like, are you idiot? You do need to apologize. But your biggest success, your biggest accolade, is that you brought on these people and you agreed not to get involved.
Yeah, Leon and World Wide West. Yep. He kind of stepped away or he stepped to the side, I should say.
Finally, and that's why we won, because you, as the owner, Dolan, were not involved. And then he gets on the fan, right? And it was impossible to attract people to come play for our team. Finally, we win a championship, and you have these older veterans, right, who may want to come play here because they want to win a championship.
Yep. Oh, they will.
Championship, and they'll buy into the system.
Absolutely,
of,
and
hey,
the culture.
It's not me. And right, the culture.
Yep.
And then you get on and say, "Yeah, we're not going to go past the second."
It was the wrong thing to say at the wrong time. It was. And look, it came up in conversation. He said it. It was not the right time to bring that up. It's a day before the parade. We're trying to celebrate this season, and it puts some negativity in the air. So I think it was just bad timing on his part to say that. And who knows if it's ultimately going to be that? But I wouldn't have said that at that moment. I think it should have been more about the celebration of the team and winning a championship, and not about a second apron for next year. Because it did rub people the wrong way. You're not the first person to bring it up. It did bother people that he said that.
My message to Dolan is keep on doing what you're doing. Just keep your mouth shut and let the basketball people play basketball.
Yeah, and
thank you, Tommy. Have a good night.
Yeah, and I'm with you. And I you'd like to think that would be the case based on what Leon and World Wide West have done. So I'd like to think that Dolan sees this success and will continue that, but that'll be a storyline. If you let Leon cook, this team will be set up for a while. For a while. Because he's just as good as his job as any executive I could think of. Ash is in Long Island. What's up, Ash?
Hi. How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for calling.
Listen, obviously I wasn't raised here, but I've been watching the Knicks for the past 20 years, and for all the anguish, for all the heartbreaks, everything that we went through, for anyone to come and say that we didn't have a good matchup, you know, it wasn't competitive enough, that's taking credit away from what we've achieved.
Yeah, and I can't believe that it's coming from Knicks fans. I don't even know how to even describe that mentality. Like, you root for the team, and you are disparaging what they did here. It doesn't make any sense. If you're a hater, I get it. But if you root for the Knicks, I don't. So I question what you maybe just root for the past Knicks, and you don't really want to see the future Knicks do or present have success because it somehow might trump the team that you hold near and dear to your heart, which is just incredibly selfish. Like, okay, so you got your championships and the rest of us are just supposed to starve for decades and never freaking win? Let's go to Alex in Queens here on The Fan. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up? I just was calling to I forget who, I think it was like 3 or 4 people ago, but I'm just tired of everyone calling and saying that the Spurs beat themselves and the Knicks didn't
it's
win.
It's unbelievable. And like I said, it's coming from Knicks fans. I don't know if it's like guilt for winning a championship. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's sort of the fandom is not what it used to be, and so they want to poke holes. I really don't know. Look, the Spurs were not perfect. They were inexperienced. Their coach did not have a great series. The Knicks won the championship, though. What they did throughout this run was dominant, historical. They came back from down 29 points. What more did they need to do? Jalen Brunson had one of the greatest playoff finals performances of all time in Game 5. What more did this team need to do? A trapeze act to make people happy?
Yeah. I think it's more just people are just calling to get you worked up.
That's possible.
That call when he was saying that he doesn't know what the plus and minus is. I mean, it's just, how are you going to say that Cap's not, I get it, whatever, you don't want to call him a number two guy, but how do you say that he disappeared during the finals? He didn't do anything.
Yeah, he was great in the first two games. He's in the All-Star game every single year. He's a star player. He's one of the most gifted big men in the history of the league. So I don't understand that.
But he disappeared in Game 5. Yeah, he was horrible in Game 5.
Yeah, and I mean, he got into foul trouble, which I don't love blaming the officials, but some of that reverse fouls on him, meaning that they didn't give it to Wimby and they gave it to him was nonsense. And I think it just took him out of the games, Alex. There's no excuses for it. I mean, he did play poorly in the final couple games, but they don't win the first game, which was a pivotal game without Carl Anthony Towns. They do not win 100%. That game.
Yeah, that was all. These guys ain't got to be quicker on hanging it up on them. That's all.
Well, sometimes it's a little bit of an entertainment facet, too. So, because the more I keep them on, sometimes they get my blood boiling. And maybe they just want to hear me yell and scream. It's possible, because that is funny and entertaining for most. But some people just are never satisfied or never happy. I'm just sitting here not even a week into winning a championship, and we're worried about how Carl Anthony Towns played in Game 5? That, to me, makes no sense. That's a conversation for a month, 2 months down the line. Not 6 days after they win a championship. All right. What a week. It's been unbelievable. Started on Saturday night with the Knicks winning a championship with me on the air. It culminates today with me at the parade with Evan and Tiki on the air. And then tonight. Can't say enough great things about everybody, all the producers here, Fleegs, Rosenberg, Connor. It was an unbelievable week. Thanks again to the architect and Ryan for giving me these opportunities. The Knicks are champions of the world. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with After Hours Sunday into Monday next week. Gordon Damer is next here on The Overnight.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.